使徒保罗写道，
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This does not mean that our struggle with sin is past.
但是这并不意味着我们在罪里挣扎已经不复存在了。
We may become aware of sins that we hadn't noticed before.
而是相比信主以前，我们现在对罪更加敏感。
We may become more aware of a lack of love at times.
比如说我们常常感到对爱心的欠缺。
We see our impatience.
看到我们自己不够忍耐。
We see our lack of self-control or many other sinful failings.
也许我们也注意到我们自己缺乏自己控制能力或者很多其他缺点。
We also see this in other believers.
同样的，我们在其他的信徒身上也看到这些缺点。
We are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And when two sinners get together, there eventually could be conflict, sinful conflict.
因此每当两个罪人在一起的时候，就难免会有冲突，是这种冲突是带罪性的。
Have you ever fought with a brother or sister?
你们有与主内其他弟兄姊妹争吵过。
Have you ever fought with your spouse, your parent, or your child?
那你有没有跟你的配偶、你的父母或者孩子有过争吵？
Do you ever get angry?
你有没有生气？
Though we have a new life and have been made new creations, we still sin.
尽管我们在主里有新的生命和被造成新的人，但是我们仍然会犯罪。
And we still experience conflict between believers.
同样的，在信徒当中，我们人经常会经历过冲突。
God commands us to live at peace with one another.
神命令我们要和睦相处。
Paul wrote to the believers in Rome, live in harmony with one another.
保罗在罗马书十二章十六节中写道，向罗马信徒指出要彼此同心。
And he wrote, make every effort to do what leads to peace.
他就写道，要务要追求和睦的事。
He wrote to the Thessalonians, live in peace with each other.
他也给帖撒罗尼迦前书，他也劝勉道，你们要彼此和睦。
This applies to us as parents, children, husbands, wives, brothers, and sisters.
所以这些其实都应该适用于我们在生活中所扮演的各个角色，比如父母、孩子、丈夫或妻子。
It applies to every believer.
同时也适合每一个信徒。
Children of God have all that they need in order to be victorious when there is conflict.
神的儿女拥有在这场征战中得胜的所需要的一切资源。
It begins by accepting our responsibility as children of God.
当然了，这只有在我们承认是神儿女并接受随子而来责任时，这样才能发生果效。
We are to put off the old ways of living and put on the new ways of righteousness.
我们应该脱去从前行为上的旧人，并且穿上与真理、仁义的新人。
This is not talking about winning a fight.
在这我们不是在讨论如何打一场胜仗。
It is talking about being pleasing to God throughout our interactions with others.
而是在讨论如何在与他人相处中讨神的喜悦。
We have a sure hope that we did not have before coming to Christ.
当我们来到基督耶稣、基督面前时，便有了一个确实的盼望。
We can grow up together into Christ, who is our head.
我们可以在我们的原始基督里一同成长。
A true child of God will desire to resolve sinful conflict.
一个真正属神的孩子会渴望去解决罪的冲突。
We have the Spirit of God working in us.
我们有神的灵在我们里面运行。
We have the Word of God, which equips us to all good works.
同样，我们也有神的话语来装备去行各样的善功。
Conflict may come because we are sinners.
因为我们是罪人，所以说难免会有冲突。
But there can and should be victory over sinful conflict.
但是呢，它是完全能够被战胜的。
We are also children of God with the Spirit of God, submitting to the Word of God.
我们是神的儿女，有圣灵同在，并且我们也降服在神的话语中。
I would suggest three steps in toward victorious Christian living when there is conflict between children of God.
每当争论冲突发生的时候，作为神的儿女当中，我这 David 牧师建议了三个步骤来实现过得胜的生活。
This may not resolve every conflict.
当然了，这不可能解决所有的问题。
But this should diffuse conflict between Christians so that it does not become sinful conflict.
如果你根据 David 牧师说的去做的话，它可以减轻冲突所引起的危害，使它不至于演变成罪的行为。
The first step is to bring God back into our thinking.
第一步就是让神占据我们的思想。
This is part of the fundamental change that occurs when a person becomes a child of God.
这也是最基本中的最基本的改变中的一部分。为什么当我们一个人成为神儿女时就会发生的？
Beforehand, we had been separated from God.
起初我们与神隔绝。
We had been alienated from God, enemies of God.
因为罪被迫远离他，成为他的敌人。
We were in rebellion against God.
我们曾是悖逆的。
We did things our way.
凡事我们都靠自己来做。
At best, we ignored God.
无视神的存在。
Through Christ, the believer is brought near to God.
因而让因着基督，我们被带到神面前。
We have peace with God.
与神和好。
We are members of God's household.
成为神家里的一员。
Together, we form a dwelling place where God by His Spirit lives.
我们也成为圣灵所居之处。
And you can read about this change in chapter 2 of Ephesians.
你们可以在以弗所书第二章这里面了解到这种变化。
And when a person gets into a fight with their husband or wife or child or parent, do they ever think about God?
每当一个人与他的丈夫或者妻子、他的孩子或父母产生争吵的时候，他有没有想到过神呢？
Probably not.
恐怕没有吧。
We are called to live knowing that we have a changed relationship to God.
现在我们被神呼召，进入一种确知的我们与神有了全新关系的生活状态中。
This is true not only for resolving conflict, but for all of our Christian life.
这是真的，因为它不仅仅是为了解决冲突，而是也是我们基督徒生活的全部的含义。
Consider, for example, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
比如说，我们用以弗所书四章一节来举例子。
Paul had taught in chapters 1 to 3 that God has called us to be His own.
保罗在一到三章中告诉我们，神呼召我们是要我们。
That calling is very, very special.
这个呼召是非常非常特别的。
It includes the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
它包含了耶稣生命的献上。
In Ephesians 4:1, he then writes, "I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received."
在以弗所书四章一节中，保罗写道：“既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
It is as if we put our lives on a balance scale.
比方说，我们就是把我们的生活放在天平上。
And that is the sense of the word worthy.
这也就是这个所谓这个相称的词的意思。
We place God's calling of us to Himself on one side of the scale.
我们把神要人归向他的呼召放在一边。
We place our lives on the other side.
我们把我们自己的生命放在天平的另一边。
Will it have the same weight as our calling?
是否这两个事情有一样重呢？
Will our lives measure up to the calling?
是否我们的生活或生命与所设的门招相配呢？
A believer has every spiritual blessing in Christ.
一个信徒在基督里拥有每一个属灵的福气。
God adopts us as sons.
神却让我们这些属耶稣的做他的儿女。
God has given believers His Holy Spirit.
神也赐我们他的圣灵。
He is a guarantee or down payment on all the future blessings the child of God will have.
他也保证属他的儿女们会在将来得着全部的祝福，并且呢，他预先赏赐给人其中的一些福气。
All this is on one side of the scale.
所有的这些都是在天平的一边。
How does our life measure up against it?
那我们的生活与这个相配吗？
Is our life worthy of all these blessings?
那我们的生命是否配得这些祝福呢？
This is the thought we should have when we find ourselves in conflict with other believers.
当我们发现自己陷入与其他信徒的冲突时，我们就应当让这些想法及时的出现在我们脑海中。
Hopefully, it will come to mind before we even get into conflict.
当然，最好的是希望他这样的，这样的事情会在我们争吵以前就进入我们的心中。
Paul's letter to the Colossians follows a similar pattern.
保罗在给哥罗西教会的信中也使用了相似的模式。
Paul commands the Colossians in chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
保罗在哥罗西书三章 一到三节中做出了相同的规劝。
He bases the command on the teachings of the first two chapters.
在第二章中，保罗也以此为教导。
Could you read those verses?
Yep. 加求我把这段经文读一下。所以你们若真与耶稣一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督住在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与耶稣一同藏在神里面。
When we argue with someone, what types of things are generally on our mind?
每当我们与他人争吵的时候，我们心里到底在想什么呢？
You might think of winning.
我们也许会想到要赢这场争论。
We want to get our way.
也许我们要坚持自己的方式。
We want to make them understand our perspective.
也许我们要他人接受我们自己的观点。
Our minds and hearts should be set on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
然而我们应当要思念上面的事情，因为那里有耶稣住在神的右边。
Paul then lists things which we are to put off and another list of things which we are to put on.
接下来保罗也为我们列出了那些事情我们需要放下，哪些事情我们需要拿起来。
Sinful conflict involves many of the things we are to put off.
在冲突中所涉及到的许多事情都是我们要学会放下的。
And when there is sinful conflict, many of the things we are to put on are absent.
每当冲突发生的时候，许多我们都应该学习摆放在第一位的事情也就会消失。
If we were more mindful of God, then sinful conflict would not have a place.
但如果我们更多去思想神，那冲突就无一席之地了。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is perhaps the classic example of putting God into our thinking.
在罗马书十二章一节中，可能是一个这一举了一个最经典的训诫，就是要将神充满我们的心思意念。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.
经文是这样写的，所以弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul had spent 11 chapters in the letter to the church at Rome developing the mercies of God.
保罗在给罗马教会的信中花了11章来进一步阐述如何加强解释神的慈悲。
Now in chapter 12, it becomes the basis of his charge to live right.
现在在这十二章里面，他成为了一个基督徒圣洁生活的一个基要真理。
If when we are tempted to sinful conflict, we would remember the mercies of God, we would be encouraged toward victory.
当我们被引诱陷入争吵的时候，如果能想到神的慈悲，就能受到激励，就能得胜。
The next step is the first application of this new way of thinking.
下一步也就是用这种全新的思考方式来实践中，运用到实践中。
When we find ourselves in sinful conflict with other believers, we need to evaluate ourselves as God would.
当我们发现自己陷入了与其他信徒的冲突时，我们需要用神的方式来评判自己。
We have a tendency to evaluate ourselves as we want to.
我们有一种做自我评价的倾向。
We might evaluate ourselves as other people would.
当然我们也可能用别人的眼光来评估自己。
But God wants us to put him in our thinking.
但是神要人把他放在我们的思想当中。
We need to evaluate ourselves as he would.
我们必须以神的方式来评价自己。
We should evaluate ourselves by his standards and according to his goals and purposes.
我们要用神的标准并根据他神的目标和旨意来评价自己。
This is true whether or not you consider yourself to be the offended person.
不管我们自己是怎么想的，是不是真的被冒犯了。
In most conflicts between believers, we both consider ourselves the injured party.
在与大多数信徒的冲突当中，我们往往认为自己是受害的一方。
It's the other person that's wrong.
错的是他人。
And I'm the one being wronged.
其实我自己是被认为是错的。
But Jesus taught to look first at what we have done wrong.
但是耶稣教导我们首先应该去省察自己的错误。
A well-known but often misused passage is Matthew 7.
一个非常著名的但被经常被错误引用的经文是马太福音第七章。
Jesus says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured you."
耶稣说，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么器皿量给人，也必用什么 器皿量给你们。
When we are in conflict with someone, we are looking at what's wrong with them.
当我们与他人争吵的时候，我们总是放眼在别人的错误身上。
We are making a judgment about their actions or their motives.
我们总是论到他人的行为或者动机。
So what does Jesus require?
那么究竟耶稣是怎么要求我们的呢？
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
为什么你老是看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
It's Matthew 7, verses 3 to 5.
是马太福音七章三到五节。
Jesus says, take the plank out of your own eye.
耶稣说，先拿去你自己眼中的梁木。
When I have conflicts, I see what I believe to be the wrongs and problems of the other person.
每当我们在发生冲突的时候，总是会相信所有的错误及问题都是在归咎于他人。
Jesus says, first deal with your own problems.
耶稣说，第一点是要先解决你自己的问题。
Jesus implies that our problems and wrongs are actually bigger than the other person's.
在这，耶稣是暗示我们的问题或者错误其实比别人还要大。
Ours are a plank or a log in comparison to the speck or splinter in the other person's eye.
与别人眼中的刺相比，其实我们这个错误就像个大木头一样。
We need to ask how we have failed.
我们应该问自己，我们自己怎么会跌倒？
What have I done wrong?
究竟我做哪些错事？
What am I doing wrong?
我为什么如今还在继续做同样的事情？
Paul told the Colossians to put off anger and stop saying bad things about the other person.
保罗告诉哥罗多西教会放下怒气，并停止说他人坏话。
Anger and saying bad things are part of that plank in our eye.
怒气和污秽人的言语其实就是我们眼中的梁木。
Seeing where we are wrong can be a real challenge.
检查自己错在哪里其实是一个非常大的挑战。
We often do not know our own motives or perceive our own failings.
我们时常不明白自己的动机，对，也对自身的缺点没有什么好说的。
Therefore, it's good to pray as the psalmist prayed.
所以说，我们最好像诗篇作者那样祷告。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思；试炼我，知道我的意念。
See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
看在我里面有没有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
We need to bear our hearts before God.
我们在神面前需要敞开我们的心扉。
We need to honestly plead with God to reveal our sinful motives and actions to us.
我们要诚实的恳求神让我们看见自己罪的动机乃及行为。
The word of God is an essential tool in this process.
在这个整个过程中，神的话语是至关重要的。
Therefore, it is important that we are ever learning more and more of God's word.
因此，我们应该花时间不断地学习神的话语，这个是必不可少的。
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与骨、骨及与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
是在希伯来书四章十二节。
God uses His word to give us discernment about our own thoughts and attitudes.
神通过他的话语赐给人属灵的洞察力。
He opens up our eyes through His word to see what is wrong in us.
这样可以帮助我们了解自己的思想和动态。
The Bible points to some classic factors which contribute to sinful conflict.
圣经中指出了一些引发冲突的一些关键的因素。
I want to mention four of them.
在这 ，David 牧师要提出四个因素。
But I've worded them as questions.
在这 ，David 牧师是以问题的方式来提问。
The first question is this.Am I thinking more of myself or the other person?
第一个问题会问，我是否看自己过于别人呢？
Paul wrote to the Philippians, in humility, consider others better than yourselves.
保罗在腓立比书二章三节中写道，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
To the Romans, he said, honor one another above yourselves.
在给罗马，罗马书十二章十节中他写道，恭敬人要彼此推让。
We sometimes say or think things which show that we are honoring ourselves more than others.
有时我们的说法或者想法会显示出来，其实我们在恭敬自己，而胜于恭敬他人。
For example, have you ever said, you don't understand?
举个例子说，你们也曾经说过，你不懂。
When that happens, we should ask ourselves, how much have we tried to understand the other person?
每当这种情况发生的时候，我们要应该问问自己，究竟我们自己尽了多少努力去试图了解他人。
Have you ever said or felt you don't care?
那你们也说过或者想到过，你根本不在乎。
Ask yourself, what is the evidence that I care more for their feelings than for mine?
试问自己，究竟你有什么证据来证明我们在乎别人感受胜过在乎自己的？
Another important question to ask is this, am I speaking the truth?
第二个问题就是说，我所讲的是什么？
In Ephesians 4, verse 25, Paul writes, speak the truth.
保罗在以弗所书四章二十五节中写道，个人要说实话。
In verse 15, he had written, speak the truth in love.
在十五节中他写道，用爱心说诚实话。
I would suggest three ways to evaluate if we are speaking the truth.
在这 David Moore 建议用三种方式来检验是否我们在说实话。
First, God's word is truth.
第一点，神的话是实在的。
God's word is the standard for our actions and our words.
神的话是我们行为准则，也是我们当效法的言语。
I should communicate God's word in my interaction with others.
我们应当在与其他人相处当中活出神的话语。
Second, my own statements must be truthful.
第二点就是我们自己的观点要实事求是。
Exaggerations are typical in sinful conflict.
在冲突当中，这种夸的言语其实非常典型的。
Words like never or always generally make a statement untruthful.
就像从来没有啊，总是这样，这种话其实都会使你的观点不符合事实。
Perhaps you have said or heard such statements. You never listen to me.
也许你自己说或者听过这样的话，就是你从来不听我说。
You are always late.
你总是迟到。
Usually such statements are not truthful.
通常这样的论断都是不客观的。
Third, we should not elevate our opinions to an absolute truth.
第三一点就是我们不应当将自己的观点当作绝对真理。
We cannot know the other person's motives, their heart, or their knowledge.
因为我们无法获知别人的动机、心思和学问。
But sometimes we act that way.
但是呢，我们有时我们觉得自己是这样做的。
We treat our opinion like truth, which it may not be.
我们把自己的观点看成绝对事实，但其实并非如此。
There's a third question which points to a factor in sinful conflict.
第三个问题也就是说，他指出了引起冲突的另外一个因素。
Am I sinfully angry?
我是不是生气了？
Ephesians 4:26 says, "In your anger, do not sin."
在以弗所书四章二十六节中写道，生气却不要犯罪。
Proverbs 15:18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention."
箴言十五章十八节中写道，暴怒的人挑起争端，忍怒的人止息纷争。
If there is conflict, there's a good chance that someone is angry.
每当冲突发生的时候，惹人发怒的时机就往往就会趁虚而入。
Check if you sense anger in yourself.
请查一下自己是否会发怒。
If you do, beware.
如果你真的经常发怒，生气的话要小心。
You may be the cause of the sinful conflict.
因为你有可能会成为这个争端的发起者。
I should also be careful not to wrongly cause anger in the other person.
我们也要小心，不要挑起别人的怒气。
Proverbs 30 verse 33 says, "Stirring up anger produces strife."
箴言三十章三十三节中写道，激动怒气必引起争端。
Some people have a way of irritating others until they get angry.
有些人会用一些方式去 惹别人，直到他人发怒。
Then the person who gets angry is the one who gets blamed.
当然了，其实那个发怒的人是最后会受到责备的。
But responsibility also lies with the person who stirred up anger.
同样的，那个挑动他人生气怒气的人也脱不了干系。
The final question from Ephesians comes from chapter 4, verse 29.
最后一个问题是出于弗所书四章二十九节。
Am I tearing the other person down with my words?
是否我的话语使人跌倒？
The verse says, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
以弗所书四章二十九节中说到，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随意说，随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Can you remember bad things that have been said to you?
你是否还记得，其他人说你的坏话？
Do you remember a bad name someone called you?
你还记得其他人给你起的不雅绰号吗？
Your words will have the same effect on others.
同样的，你的话在别人身上会发挥相同的作用。
You must guard what you say.
所以说，我们应该必须慎言。
What we say is difficult to control.
其实我们很难控制自己所说的话。
James says the tongue is the most difficult part of our body to control.
雅各说过，白体中唯有舌头最难管住。
So it is particularly important to focus on what we are saying to see if it conforms to God's standard of wholesomeness.
因此，我们要把注意力放在我们口出所说。因此，我们应该把注意力放在我们口上。因为我们所说的尤为重要，我们要查验自己的言语是否符合神所定的灵命健康的标准。
Fourth way to evaluate ourselves is to check for essential spiritual traits.
第四种来评断我们的方式就是要检验自身属灵的光景。
I would suggest considering two from Ephesians 4 verse 32.
在这 David 牧师建议考虑两点，这两点均出自于以弗所书四章三十二节。
Be kind and compassionate.
就是要恩慈和怜悯。
These two words are hard to separate practically.
其实这两词很难被分开来。
To be kind toward someone is to be good toward them.
以恩慈待人就是要友善对待人。
To be compassionate is to be sensitive in what one says or does so that no hurt is given.
存怜悯的心就是要在言行举止上要小心谨慎，这样就不会有伤害他人。
It expresses a desire not to cause hurt in the other.
这表达出一种不愿引起伤害他人的心愿。
Together, the two words express a desire to avoid hurt, but rather cause good for the other person.
把这两字合在一起，它的意思就是体现了不仅要避免伤害他人，同时也使人得着益处的渴慕。
This should describe my manner and my heart when there is conflict with another person.
当与他人发生争端的时候，这个渴慕应该在我们的做事方式以及心思意念里面显现出来。
The third step in the process of handling sinful conflict looks to seeing change in people.
处理争端第三步是以着眼于他人的改变。
Most people have an idea how they want the other person to change.
大多人都在想方设法改变他人。
But a more biblical approach is to respond to others as God wants us to.
但圣经多次使用一个教导的方式，即像神所愿的那样去回应别人。
In this regard, I would offer only two guidelines, but the second is perhaps the most significant in the whole process.
在这方面 ，David 牧师只提供了两个提供两个指导方针，尤其是第二点，在整个过程当中意义深长。
First, seek their well-being.
第一点就是说，寻求他人的好处。
Matthew 7:1, where it says, "Do not judge," is often taken by itself to say that we shouldn't judge.
在马太福音七章一节中，不要论断人，这句话通常被理解为不应论断。
But the context shows that we should indeed practice discernment.
但通过上下文，其实我们可以知道是让人操练属灵的洞察力。
And we need to help the brother after we have removed the plank from our eye.
并且在我们拿走了我们自己眼中的梁木的时候，我们才可以帮助他人。
We then are to remove the speck from his eye.
这样的话，我们可以帮他们去掉他们眼中的梁刺。
Jesus also teaches in Matthew 18 about confronting a brother.
耶稣也在马太福音中十八章也教导人要勇于面对犯罪的弟兄。
In chapter 18, verse 15, he explains that if he listens, you have won your brother.
在马太福音十八章十五节中，他解释道：“他若听你，你便得着你的弟兄。”
This definitely speaks of a positive intent on confronting.
在这，这绝对表明了一种主动积极的这种态度。
The confrontation has an immediate goal of winning the brother.
对抗罪的直接的目的是为了要得着弟兄。
Paul reminds us in Ephesians 4:29 to speak those words that build up.
保罗在以弗所书四章二十九节中提醒我们要说建造人的话。
We interact with the other brother or sister in Christ with the intent to build them up.
我们在主里与其他弟兄姊妹相处的时候，就是要秉着互相建立的目的。
Is there someone, maybe in your family, that you particularly have trouble getting along with?
有没有人可能是在你家里你感到非常难的相处。
Consider praying each morning that God would keep in your mind his command to seek what is good for that person and to help you do that.
你可以考虑每天晨祷，恳求神将他的教训摆放在你心里，靠他来帮助你寻找别人的好处。
When there is sinful conflict, sin is, of course, a problem.
当纷争发生的时候，罪是一个需要面对的问题。
And sometimes it is the other person who has sinned.
有时是确实是对方犯了罪。
Then it is important that we remember Ephesians 4:32.
在这时候我们应该重要记住以弗所书四章三十二节。
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
就是我们并要与恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
We are commanded to forgive one another when there is sinful behavior.
我们被教导，当一个人有罪的时候，我们应该饶恕这个人。
The comparison in the verse helps us with the right perspective.
这节经文中的比较手法可以帮助我们树立一个正确的观点。
Forgive just as in Christ God forgave you.
那就是饶恕人，就如神在耶稣里面饶恕了你们一样。
God did not forgive us by overlooking sin.
当人充满罪的时候，神拒绝赦免。
God forgave us because the penalty of sin was paid for by Jesus Christ.
神饶恕我们是因为罪的工价由耶稣给付了。
God sees the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and applies it to us.
神既喜悦耶稣的所献的赎罪祭，就让人承受罪得赦免的恩典。
We can forgive our fellow believers for the same reason.
这也是我们彼此饶恕的原因。
Jesus died for their sin as he died for mine.
耶稣是为了我们，也为了他们而死。
God has forgiven them their sin for Christ's sake as he has forgiven mine.
神为耶稣的缘故赦免了我们的罪，也赦免了他人的罪。
If I require retribution to forgive, then I would be requiring more than God requires.
如果我们有权柄去免他人别人应受的惩罚，我们对他人的要求比神对人的要求更加多。
I would be considering the death of Jesus as inadequate.
我们在这也会认为耶稣的死其实还不够。
When I struggle with forgiveness, I can be helped by remembering the death of Jesus.
当我们在是否饶恕他人问题上的挣扎的时候，我们应该思想耶稣的死，这样会帮助我们。
Remember that his death is the basis for my forgiveness and for theirs.
请记住，其实耶稣的死是我们和他人罪获得赦免的基要真理。
My offense against God was greater than any offense that they had against me.
我们得罪神的程度比人得罪我们程度要深得多。
God forgave me more than I must forgive them.
神不计前嫌饶恕了我们，我们就应当饶恕他人。
This should help me with many of the problems that cause sinful conflict.
这样的话，这可以帮助我们解决许多引起争端的这种结症。
I should be generous and gracious as God was to me.
我们应当像神待人一样，那样慷慨，那样有恩慈。
I will not be bitter because I have forgiven.
我们不应该有苦毒，因为罪已赦免。
I will not be angry because there is less reason to get angry.
我们也不应该发怒，因为发怒的理由也已经消失了。
This standard for dealing with sinful conflict can be difficult for many.
当然这种处理冲突的方式以及标准对许多人来说是有难度的。
The root of this challenge goes back to the principle with which we started.
之所以成为挑战的原因是因为我们可以从前所学到的准则上找到。
When we struggle to forgive, it is probably because we have forgotten the place that God wants in our lives.
当我们觉得难以饶恕别人的时候，其中有可能原因就是在我们生命当中其实已经没有神了。
Dealing with conflict in the end is not about making life easier for us.
处理争端终结的目的不是为了使我们的生活变得更加安逸或者无忧。
I began by mentioning 2 Corinthians 5:17.
在这 David 牧师提到用哥林多后书五章十七节经文。
We are new creations.
我们是新造的人。
Two verses earlier, we have the foundational concept of bringing God into our thinking.
在之前两节经文中也给人一种基本概念，那就是要神占据我们的心思意念。
Verse 15 says, Christ died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
在哥林多后书五章十五节中写道，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
We do not live for ourselves, we live for Christ.
我们不为自己活，而是为耶稣而活。
Dealing with sinful conflict is about God and not about us.
处理冲突其实不是为我们自己，而是为了神，荣耀神。
We are to live for His glory and not our comfort.
我们活着是为了，不是为了舒适生活，而是为了荣耀神。
We live to fulfill His righteousness and not our pleasures.
我们活着也不是为了自身的享受，而是要成就他的义。
When there is conflict, we must bring God back into the picture.
每当这争端发生时，我们必须让神重新回到我们的心里。
This is the outworking of the gospel in our lives.
这也是福音在我们生命当中发生作用的外在显示。
We deal with our sin first.
因为我们要先处理自己的罪。
We consider our ways and get things right with God.
用神喜悦的方式使我们做的每一件事情都合乎他的心意。
Then we are fit to help the other person, if it is needed, to come into the same right relationship with God through Christ.
在这以后，我们才有资格去帮助别人在耶稣里获得一种与神更亲密、更加良好的关系。
Amen.
Amen.